Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast. Today my special guest is Dori Sibley, Recruitment Coordinator and Assistant Professor of Voice and Speech at Coastal Carolina University. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dori.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Tim. This is great.
As always, we like to get to know the person before the program. So if you could give us a little bit about your background, training, career that has led you up to your time at Coastal Carolina.
Well, I've had kind of a wacky career and training. I started out as an opera singer, actually. At a certain point, I felt pretty stuck in my technique. So I was searching for ways to kind of shake that up. I found this school in Italy that was doing a master's program in physical theater and never even thought two things about it. Just thought, hey, I'll go and do some wacky theater in Italy. And so I went over to Italy and I ended up staying there, teaching there, starting a company there I was there for 15 years. So a good part of my life, and studied a lot of European-based methods and techniques, worked with amazing people from the Roy Hart Theater Company all the way to Grotowski. And Lecoq. And then this opportunity came up at Coastal, and I had been working with Coastal students a little bit because I was working in a study abroad program and they had a relationship with Coastal. And I found the students to be really lovely to work with, very hungry for great ideas and great theater. And I decided to take a leap of faith and I came here, and that's how I ended up here. So I have quite an eclectic background as far as that goes.
Yeah. So I introduced you as a recruitment coordinator in addition to your job there as assistant professor. Could you please tell us which degree or degrees you oversee as coordinator?
Sure. I'm coordinating the BFA in Theater Arts, and it has concentrations in acting, musical theater, physical theater, and design and production.
And just because it's something that's not as common as just hearing a BFA in acting or a BFA in musical theater, could you explain to us what the difference is between a BFA musical theater versus a BFA in Theater Arts with a concentration in musical theater?
Yeah, I mean, we are a pre-professional program. So what we're looking at when we're doing a BFA in theater arts with a concentration in musical theater, we're still working across the disciplines. So we're not just like, oh, the musical theater people are staying right here and they're not working with anyone else, right? It's like we are theater arts. So actors, musical theater, physical theater, and design and production work together regularly. And that's within the studio classes, as well as in production.
Great. So if you've listened to an episode of our podcast in the past, you know that I always put our guests on the spot as we start talking about the program and ask you to give us your elevator pitch, 60 seconds or less. Why should students choose Coastal Carolina University? And I don't really time you, but let's try to keep it short.
You got it. Why should students choose Coastal Carolina University? Coastal Carolina is focused on the unique artist that you are, and we do not sell ourselves as a cookie cutter program. What we want to do is actually help you develop into the artist you can be, and that's what we work towards across all the disciplines.
That might have been the most succinct answer I've ever heard from giving that challenge out. Well done. You must do this a lot. All right. So since you oversee, tell us again what the concentrations are within the BFA Theater Arts.
So again, it's acting, musical theater, physical theater, and design and production.
So most of the students who are listening to this podcast are probably actors or musical theater students. So we're going to probably not speak so much today about design and production, although you just said it's an important part of the degree for any concentration.
Very.
But let's first have you explain the one that we've not heard before so far on this podcast. What is a concentration in physical theater?
I love this question just because that's where my MFA lies, and that's my passion. Both of my theater companies are devising physical theater companies. So this is really exciting for me to talk about. So physical theater really is talking about theater that is not majorly in words, which a lot of acting is like really talking about like the words on the page that have been written usually for you. And then when you talk about musical theater, you know, you're talking about dance and singing and sort of the triple threat, right? But physical theater is about bringing yourself to the page and giving both body and voice to equally to create your own work. So you're actually devising everything yourself. And it's a really exciting thing because you get people from all walks of life, right? So for example, we have people that loved to do circus arts that are part of physical theater that are making theater now. We have people that started out in musical theater but then switched to physical theater and are now bringing like their voice to that as well. Dancers. And what you do is you create an ensemble that then learns how to use all of those tools, all of those great strengths in order to create work themselves. So it's about collaboration. And it's about a really different part of the industry that's emerging in the U.S. This is pretty an old European industry, but in the U.S. this is emerging right now and can be a great way to continue to like feed your artistic soul all the time, right?
It sounds like a lot of... And I don't say this in a derogatory way, but I always say it's theater with an R-E kind of theater. It's the the higher level thinking when it comes to theater. So
yeah.
Since we're talking about three different degrees today, let's just start with physical theater. Tell us, if I was an incoming freshman, what does my schedule look like? What am I doing my first year there?
Yeah, so you'll be doing a little bit of everything, right? So every single semester, you have acting. So acting is the backbone of our program for all the concentrations. So you have 8 semesters of acting. In the first year, you're going to be doing acting 1, of course, like all the base work, a lot of Uta Hagen work. You're going to be doing intro to physical theater, so you're going to start learning about what creates the heightened body, really talking about mask work, clown work, and this is all from the European perspective, right? So we're not talking like circus clowns, right? We're talking like European clowns, and there is a really big difference there, right? And then you're going to be doing some like base circus work, like starting to figure out how to ride on a unicycle and do the German wheel. So that's all really exciting. Tightrope, slackline, a lot of different wacky things. And then that's intro to physical theater. And then you'll probably take fundamentals of dance. It's really important that, of course, a physical theater person has rhythm, understands rhythm is like fundamental for creating theater. So, and then you're going to do a few core courses also at the same time, right? But I will tell you one thing. So that's your first, if you're talking about your first year, then you go into Acting One Studio, you go into movement with our master, teacher of Suzuki movement. it's pretty intense. But one thing I do want to say about the physical theater program that is so unique to us is that in their junior year, they go to Italy for an entire year and immerse themselves in European theater for a year.
Wow. So that's first year. What is that? Does it continue on, and is there a showcase at the end of their 4 years? Is it the same sort of track as an acting or musical theater degree would be?
I mean, because we share a lot of classes, especially like the acting classes, they're all going to be pretty much the same until you get to acting three, because acting three is in the junior year, and that's non-realism, right? And that is done in Italy, which makes sense for physical theater to, then that's done when they are abroad. But the actors stay here and do acting three. So you do a similar track all the way through. You have movement classes, you have your physical theater studio in your senior year, and that's where you're gonna create your final work, right? But you also create a work in Italy that you can bring back here and show. And that's sort of the point.
So what is the difference in the end game between a BFA acting track and a BFA physical theater track? What is the difference between the two? Mm-hmm. I hate using these words, but the career, like the end career. How does that differ from a student who wants to go do plays on Broadway or work in movies and television? What is that? Where does that fit in?
Well, you know, it's also about geography, right, Tim? Like, mm-hmm. when you talk about getting into movies and television, now a lot of our students especially are, like, going to Atlanta, which is really emerging in as far as, like, Netflix, and or going to L.A., or you have a lot of people that want to be on Broadway or do something a little more what we would call more straight acting, are going to places like, you know, New York. But then you have physical theater, which is happening pretty regularly in places like Philadelphia, Chicago, Las Vegas. You know, you have some bigger places that are also starting to lift this up. So a lot of our physical theater students end up going to places like that rather than like the New York, right? New York is not usually the end goal for our physical theater students. It's more places like Philadelphia and Chicago. Because Chicago has tons of, you know, physical comedy, improv, and that's all the base of physical theater. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah, so I think also it's about that, right? In the end, we help also guide them. We have a lot of networks between myself and the other physical theater teacher who also has an MFA in physical theater. We have a network of people in specific places that we can help the students sort of start their careers.
Great. Let's switch gears and now talk about BFA acting.
Yes.
So same question. I've just been accepted as a BFA acting student. I'm on my way in for my first year. What does that look like?
Yeah. So it's pretty similar, except you're probably not doing fundamentals of dance. You're probably.
I think they're okay with that.
Yeah. Right? So, again, you're getting some Uta Hagen. You're getting a real base for the work. You're acting one. You're acting one studio or really your beginning places. You're starting into movement. Suzuki movement is taught across the board for all of the majors. You're also getting some, in those studio classes, a lot of rep and one-on-one time with your professors. So you're getting a lot of coaching. You're starting to build your repertoire. And, you know, we have auditions at the beginning of the year, the general auditions at the beginning of the year for the entire season. And you also have an end of the year assessment audition, where we get to talk to you and tell you how you're growing, what we think you could be doing more of, and where you are going as an artist, what we see. And then you also have, of course, vocal production. That's with me. vocal production, learning how to create voice and express without using too much extra tension. And a lot of the work that I do is based in Fitzmaurice voice work, as well as Knight Tompkinson speech work. So and Roy Hart. So I'm a big mix bag. And we go from vocal production directly into voice and speech. So you're getting into like linguistic detail.
Great. And now musical theater.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Yeah. So the first year again starts a bit the same, right? So we're building an ensemble here. And when we get sort of to numbers, you'll see why. Because our class sizes are really small. We're really individualized, working with each person. So we're talking about, they also are doing acting one, acting two, or acting one studio. All of the Uta Hagen work, they are also doing vocal production. But alongside all of that, they're also doing their private lessons, right? They start their private lessons in the very first year, building their repertoire, because then the next few years they go into rep classes. They'll also be doing, of course, much more advanced dance classes, most of them. And so you'd start with fundamentals, and you're going to be doing ballet, getting into tap and contemporary. And then there's also dance. There's a dance company. So the really advanced dancers are a part of something called dance company, in which they also choreograph their own work and show it at the end of the year. We have a big show at the end of the year where they can show their own choreographed work.
Speaking of big shows at the end of the year, what are the senior showcase? How does Coastal Carolina present their students to the industry at the end of the 4 years?
Yes, thank you. We go to New York. So the senior showcase is in New York every single year. We have a ton of industry professionals as well as alumni that are working in the industry coming to watch. They get to do workshops. This year, one of their favorite workshops was a voiceover workshop, which is really nice. With professionals working in the field. This year was really successful. We had a lot of students that signed with agents, and we had a lot of students, we had several students that had callbacks for national tours and for Broadway shows.
So I'm going to ask the question that everyone just thought of. How many is a lot?
More than half.
And so more than half of the students were either given a callback or signed with an agent. That's what you just said. Okay, great. That's good. And how many?
Or an offer, yeah.
How many students is that? I mean, how many students is the entire group?
So that group was, and now I'm going to like think really hard, Tim, very fast.
It's okay. Stretch for time. Do you need me to tell me? I'll tell a story or something.
Tell a story. no, because I'm thinking because we have like in musical theater, we have 14 spaces, right? And those were all filled in that class. And then we had about, I think, 10 actors, I think. And then that was a smaller physical theater class. It was a younger class. So we were talking more like 6, I believe. So what is that? I was never good at math, Tim. 30?
Yes. So you did just say, so let me ask this question then. Are all students able to participate in the showcase? There's no audition or anything to get into the showcase. All students participate?
No. The performance students.
Sorry,
that's... So the BFA performance students. So I want to be clear because it is not open to the BA. The BA has a different process, and it's not open to DPRO because obviously DPRO has a different process. Right. Design and production, sorry. But the BFA acting, physical theater, and musical theater students can all go to Showcase, yes.
Awesome. Without any sort of screening or audition.
Right, because it's actually highly mentored, right? So they're working on it, and they're in the process with two professors all the time, working with them, as well as the music director. So they're pretty prepared. I don't think that they would need an audition.
So if we wanted to talk about performance opportunities, guide me on this. Normally, I would just say, tell us about performance opportunities. But do they differ between the three concentrations? Should we break it down that way? Or can we just talk about performance opportunities?
Let's just talk about performance opportunities.
Have at it.
Everybody is... the general auditions at the beginning of the year are open to everyone, and that means everyone. So sometimes we have had music majors that have ended up in roles in the musical, right? Mm-hmm. That can happen. I will say that because of our NAST accreditation, right? There are certain, we have to follow certain guidelines in the sense that our BFAs do have priority because they have to have a role on stage, right? Mm-hmm. And we're a pre-professional program, and we really pride ourselves in the fact that the more we get our students on stage, the more tools they have as they go into the industry. So that I will be very transparent, and then of course the BFAs have some priority, but not priority between the tracks, for example. So you can have a musical theater person doing a play, as well as a person in a play doing musical theater, or a physical theater person doing any of those things. This year, we're doing four shows, four main stage shows, and a Discovery Series show, which is a show that's... directed by a student, but mentored by a faculty member. And we start with a play. We start with Radium Girls, and then we're doing Urinetown, the musical. And then we're doing The Green Bird, the adaptation by Hilary DePiano, which was originally by Carlo Gozzi, and it is a physical theater piece. So it will call on everyone to come in because we'll need dancers, we need choreographers, we need musicians, we need circus artists. And it's based in Commedia dell'arte, so the masked theater. And then we will go into Merrily, we roll along.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season.
I see that one a lot. Let's chat about other opportunities to minor or study outside of your major at CCU.
Yes. So in the BFA, depending on how many credits you bring in, it is totally possible to minor in something. We have a lot of BFAs that minor. To double major in something in the BFA would be incredibly difficult. And only because... you really are on a track, right? We are a pre-professional program. I'll just keep saying that. So that means that you have a lot of credit hours within your major that you have to fulfill. On top of that, you have to be in productions and you have to be a part of them. So it's a huge responsibility inside the BFA. If you are a BA student, you are encouraged to double major or minor, because that's a theater generalist program. And that is a program where students are still like figuring out where they want to be in theater, how they fit in, and are trying out different things, or because they love theater, but they also love marine science, for example, mm-hmm. right? Marine biology. So I, you know, there's lots of different ways to put it together, but the BFA in general, a minor is possible, but a double major is highly improbable.
You just used the two words that I always use when talking about minors, what's possible and what's probable. So can you, with a BFA, it's possible to minor, but are they going to kill themselves with so much work if they're minoring in something?
I mean, I don't think so. It totally depends. Again, like, we have a lot of students that come in with honors credits that already knock out so many of their core classes that it's very easy to minor in something, okay, right? That's the key right there. Like, how many core classes can you knock out in your senior year of right. high school? And then it's really, really possible. If you came in with zero, like, credits putting in, yes, then that would be a lot harder. It would be a lot more work.
Can you chat a little bit to us about notable alum or key faculty members that students will be encountering while they're there?
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of great alumni that are out there doing some incredible things right now. I just saw this morning that Elliot, and I am blanking on his last name right now, but I'm going to look at it right now.
I can stretch for time.
Stretch for time. He is on a SpongeBob tour. So that's really, really cool. And we have a few other alum that have that just came through that are doing incredible things that I'll get to in just a second. The other thing, if I were to talk about notable faculty members, we are talking about, like I said, we have a master Suzuki teacher. So our master Suzuki teacher is Monica Bell. She's also a classically trained actress, so she has the two beautiful sides to her. She's pretty incredible. Then you have, you know, Alex Lefebvre, who is now our music director. We plucked him right off of Broadway. He teaches rep, he teaches musical theater. He literally came here straight from his, like, directing in the pit on Broadway when he came here. Wow. He was doing Anastasia, actually. So great. He is pretty incredible. And then for other notable alum, we have Justina Adorno right now has just taken on a role on Netflix. And then you have Sarah Stipe, who was just in The Thing About Pam as well.
Oh.
So these are just, like, very new things that are happening.
Awesome. So tell us, where is Coastal Carolina University?
So we are on the coast of South Carolina, right next to Myrtle Beach. We're about 20 minutes from the beach. And I know a lot of people know Myrtle Beach out there, and they know the very kitschy part of Myrtle Beach, which is one part for sure. But the thing about this area is it has all of these really amazing hidden jewels, right? So you have something here that I encourage everyone to look up called Brook Green Gardens, which I've been sort of begging to go have a site-specific theater piece done at. It is one of the largest outdoor sculpture gardens in the nation. And you just walk through it, and it's like low country meets Europe.
And it's sorry, just, that's quite a stretch.
It does feel like that, right? But you've got, like, the beauty that is the, you know, the live oaks with the Spanish moss, you know, what you think of when you think of sort of low country. And on top of that, you're, like, looking at these sculptures from all over the world, just incredible sculptures and huge fountains, and it's just absolutely amazing. So there's things like that, and then the marshes and the amount of, like, wildlife that you get to be a part of, especially the birds. It's just it's pretty fascinating. It's a pretty fascinating place. We always talk about our campus our campus looks like a private school, but it's a state school. It's a very beautiful campus. So I feel pretty lucky to be here.
Wow. It sounds beautiful. I've actually never been to Coastal Carolina.
Come visit, Tim.
Well, I have been to Myrtle Beach. So you're right. That's sort of what I assume the area is. But if you're telling me there's no roadside attractions on campus, I guess I'll have to come see.
That's right.
I'm also sitting right now in Orlando, Florida, recording this. So I'm just picturing iDrive plopped down in South Carolina. But it sounds lovely. Tell us a bit more about sort of, if you had to describe the campus, sort of campus life. You just described what do the kids go do other than Myrtle Beach?
Absolutely. So first off, the campus itself, because we're sort of a medium-sized school, it's big enough not to have to see the same people every single day, but it's small enough to build a lot of community engagement, right? There's a lot of clubs and different things that people are a part of and engaging in the community here in Conway and in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, when you're on campus, you see people just riding their bicycles, it's like you're in California. You've got skateboards, bicycles, scooters. It's because it's just all flat and mm-hmm. everybody just rides everywhere, and it's hot 9 months out of the year. So it's pretty incredible. Conway has this beautiful little downtown that's being revitalized right now, and a river walk that you kind of walk up and around, and you have all these restaurants right there on the river, the Waccamaw River, which is really beautiful. And then besides that, you go to the beach. Everybody goes to the beach, Tim. Like if you're gonna live here, everybody's at the beach.
Of course.
Beach life.
You said hot 9 months out of the year. That's for sure.
It's true.
Let's switch gears now and chat a little bit about the audition process. And again, I'm going to ask for your guidance before we dive into this. Should we attack it by concentration or sort of speak in general?
We can speak in general. And of course, then I can say all the guidelines here, but the guidelines are written very, very clearly for you, because when we do auditions, we do them all at once. It's not like we're doing musical theater auditions here and we're doing acting auditions here. We do it all.
Do you have a breakdown if, first, do you pre-screen? Let me ask you that question.
Yes, we do. And we use Get Accepted, but we also go to Moonified for pre-screens. Okay. So that's possible.
And do you have numbers as far as how many pre-screens you saw for musical theater acting and physical theater?
Yeah. So last year, and we started late last year, I saw over 600 pre-screens between Get Accepted, Cap United. We also do Cap United, by the way. I'm sorry, I didn't mention that before. And Moonifieds. That's what we were looking at.
So when you go to Unifieds and Cap United, you're treating them like live pre-screens and not final auditions. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. So Cap United is used as a pre-screen, and Moonifieds is used as a pre-screen. If we go to Unifieds, we sometimes in Chicago, then we use that as a as a final audition.
Great. And of those 600 across the three, how many are you inviting in for live auditions?
150.
And can you tell me a little bit about the process of reviewing those pre-screens? How many sets of eyes are on each kid? Stuff like that.
So the entire performance faculty, adds into this conversation, because we are all so different. I mean, myself and Ben are from, you know, physical theater backgrounds, but I have my certification and specialize in voice and speech. And then you have very specific acting backgrounds and movement backgrounds, and then you have dance, right? I mean, I love watching dancers, but I'm not going to be the person in the room that says, oh, I can say they're a mover or they're a dancer, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's where I am with that. And then you have people like Alex, who are so knowledgeable in musical theater, it just blows your mind. So he knows exactly how to respond in the moment because he knows everything everyone is singing, right? And he knows the whole background of the show. So it's really important to us that we're getting a well-rounded view of each student and we have real discussions about them.
Okay, and so you just said 150, right? 150 yes. for live. Okay. And where do you hold, you said Unified, you go to there and on campus?
So usually we go to Unified's. We didn't go last year with COVID sort of dying down. And, that was really hard on everybody's budgets. And so that was a sort of balance we had to strike. But we usually do go, and that would be a final audition spot. Otherwise, we do auditions on site. And, mm-hmm. Let me tell you the reason for that, because our audition day is very different. Our audition day starts with everybody coming in auditioning, and then they go into doing workshops with each of us. So we split acting and musical theater and physical theater, and we do acting and physical theater workshops. We do a voice workshop. We do a physical theater workshop, sort of more movement-based. With the actors and the physical theater students. And then the musical theater students do a dance workshop and they do a rep workshop, basically, where they get to try some new rep with Alex himself and get feedback. And then we do a full acting workshop, a bigger acting workshop in the black box with everyone. So seeing how the ensemble works together, seeing how they respond to us, because again, we're not a cookie cutter program. So we want to make sure that it's the right decision for them and the right decision for us. And the only way we can do that is really spend some time with them, actually engage in feedback, and see how we are meshing, right? So it's a full day. And usually sometimes we allow them to go, we give them tickets to go to the show also in the evening if there's a show going.
So it's a full day on campus. What is the difference if they're doing a Unified audition? Obviously, they're not spending the full day with you. So is there a benefit? Because this is the question that I'm always asked. Do they look on the students more favorably that go to campus than the ones at Unified's? And what's that sort of look like as a different...
No, we've experience. Had a lot of, I appreciate that. No, we have a lot of students that came from the Unifieds. We don't look at them any differently. We know that there are also a lot of boundaries sometimes to like make that leap to come all the way to campus when you're only doing one audition at a time. We understand mm-hmm. that. It's quite heavy. We still believe it's really useful for you to get to know us better and get to know the campus better. You get tours of the campus. You get to talk to students, like current students on campus. So those that would come to Unified, usually what we would have to do is if they are interested, once they're given an offer, a lot of times they'll want to talk to different students or get a sample voice lesson, right? Because they just mm-hmm. did not get to experience that before. And that's totally possible. We've done that before in the past. We still like to talk to each individual student. So even if we're doing it at the Unifieds, we tend to go a little bit over time because we like to talk to each student, see how the conversation is going, see why they might even be interested in some mm-hmm. place like Coastal.
And what are the qualities that you're looking for that is going to get you recognized and invited to that live audition or maybe even offered a spot?
Yeah, we're looking for risk takers that are happy to step outside of their comfort zone, in fact, because that's really what it's about. In the industry, if you don't take risks, you never really make it. You know, you have to like take those leaps of faith. We're looking for students that are passionate about what they do, because they're going to be spending all their days and nights doing this for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. So if they're not really in, you can tell, you know, I don't really know if this is what I want to do. The BFA is probably not for you. You need to know, like, this is what I want to do. Of course, we're looking for students that just have that. There's something inside them that we can see that when we talk to them, when we feedback to them, we see an instant process and change that happens in them, that they're willing to go there with us, that they're willing to trust us. Mm.
Let's go concentration by concentration now. How many spots are available for musical theater?
Usually 14 to 15 spots. This depends on the amount of students that, because we share the faculty with music for private voice lessons. So it also sometimes depends and can ebb and flow between 14 and 15 students, depending on how many students they have gotten in their vocal performance. Okay. Go ahead.
How many offers are you making to get to that number?
Usually we offer about twice, right? Twice the amount. And we still get to that number pretty regularly. And then for acting, it's the same. We keep it around 14. Mm-hmm. And for physical theater, we try to keep it to 14, but usually we're running around 10 to 12.
Okay. All right. So, tell me now, I always wrap up with a question for our guests. Tell us something that you are looking forward to.
Well, I'm directing The Green Bird next year, so I am really looking forward to that. Because I have some pretty amazing ideas about doing an interdisciplinary project with other departments in our college, including music and graphic design and digital arts. So that's pretty exciting for me, because this will be the first thing I get to direct here at Coastal. And it will be on the Wheelwright stage, which is the really large stage, instead of in the black box. And this will be the first time in a couple years that actors have been able to be focused on actors in physical theater on the Wheelwright stage instead of musical theater, because usually, of course, you put the big musical on the Wheelwright stage. So that's really exciting, and we're really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, if students or parents are interested in learning more about Coastal Carolina University, what's the best way to get in touch?
So probably via email. Our email for me that I check regularly for recruitment is BFA Theater with an R-E, by the way, at coastal.edu.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all of the information that you gave us about Coastal Carolina University. We hope to see your face around here real soon again in the future, working with our students. We're looking forward to sending lots of kids your way.
Great. Thanks, awesome. Tim, so much. This was awesome.
Thanks so much for joining us.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.